Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning right before Thanksgiving, and it's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike White is your host, along with, it's Tom himself in the studio this morning.
It is. Yes. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. And when we get done with this program, it is a special program today. We'll have it up on your website probably on Monday.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Speaking of a special program, we haven't ever done a live listener question. And today, I think we got a live call-in question.
Yes.
And so, can we go to that individual now?
Yeah, let's go. Good afternoon. Well, actually, it's morning now. Welcome to Insights into Insurance Program. Who are we talking to?
Hello, this is Zeke the Turkey Freak here. I just love turkeys. I have some Thanksgiving mishaps, and I just can't afford them anymore. Can you help me out?
Well, Zeke the Turkey Freak, talk about coming back and bringing back memories to me. I remember listening to your show on Kate Radio many, many, many years ago where you would go out and try to shoot turkeys. Because turkey, you love turkey, right?
I love turkeys.
Sounds good, Zeke. Well, Zeke, I just want you to know that, you know, it's a great question that you have because Thanksgiving is always a busy day for firefighters. I don't know if you knew that, but in fact, Thanksgiving is so fire-prone, it grabs the number one and the number two spot of the busiest days for home cooking fires. It's the day before is number one, and the day of is number two. The Thanksgiving Day ranks number two. Christmas Day rounds out the top three, according to the National Fire Protection Association. So, now, Zeke, we have another special guest that we are going to ask this expert, you know.
There's no expert better than me.
Well, but you asked this question, so we had to go out and try to find an expert in this business.
So let's go back to the phone line. We'll go to phone line number two, and
yes.
We've got Tom the Turkey.
Tom Turkey. Tom Turkey, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, Tom Turkey, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you
doing talking to that other turkey?
Yeah, he's kind of your nemesis, I know, but he does need some help, Tom Turkey.
He could use some glasses and a gun that isn't bent.
Yeah, well, that could be, although you like the bent gun in your case.
Oh, yeah, it's fun when he gets it right. Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. So the question is, basically, Tom Turkey, how do you keep your butterball becoming a fireball?
Well, there are several ways that you could do it, but number one is don't mess with it.
Don't mess with it.
Don't mess with it. You know, you can't fill it full of olive oil. You can't do this. You know, if you put it outside, you know, a lot of people like to, you know, dump it in all that oil and stuff.
Yeah.
Don't have the oil and stuff in the garage or someplace where something that can be caught fire.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Anything else?
Well, praying helps.
Praying? Okay. Praying probably helps, yeah. Well, actually, the National Fire Protection Association has actually got some ideas also. Some of those ideas are always use a turkey fryer outdoors. So if you're going to use a turkey fryer, use it on a flat surface. Never use a fryer in a garage. Bad deal. You know, there's a lot of things in a garage.
Yes, there is.
Namely, you know, usually your gas and vehicles and stuff like that. Have a fire extinguisher nearby and ready to use. Right, Tom? Tom Turkey?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was wondering what kind of fire extinguisher would work best.
You know, that's a good question.
We can call Brooks Safety and Equipment. We'll ask Minnow what's the best type of fire extinguisher.
Yes.
Absolutely, because, you know, some of them work better than others.
Right. Some of them you don't want to throw on the grease fire or anything. You want to make sure that you're using the right one. Never leave the fryer unattended.
No.
Monitor the temperature of the oil. That's what you were talking about before. And prevent the oil from overheating and catching fire. Make sure the turkey is completely thawed to prevent a fire. That sounds kind of weird, but that's what they say, right? Maybe you know more on that, Tom.
I don't know. I've never been frozen.
You've never been frozen. Well, that's true. That's true. Always keep children and pets away from the fryer to prevent tipping.
Good point.
Wild turkeys, probably, huh?
Good point. Nobody wants to eat a fried grandma.
No, exactly. So,
another question, Tom the turkey. You've heard about it, I'm sure. Toxic turkey. How, you know, maybe you could.
That's my cousin.
That is your cousin. Toxic turkey.
Yes.
So, poisoning your guests, now what do we do?
Well, the best thing to do is watch what you're doing before you poison them.
There you go.
Okay. Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, you got to learn how to thaw a turkey first.
Oh, okay.
So you can't just slap it on the table and go to bed and you let it thaw that way.
Oh, okay.
You know, there are these things that kind of attack, especially turkeys this time of year.
Yep.
Zeke being one of them.
Zeke being one of them, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, you got to watch what you do with it. If you leave it out at room temperature, you could get bacteria and all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
So put it in the fridge.
Okay. How about stuffing your turkey? Is there something that we should be aware of there?
Well, I don't like to talk about stuffing.
I'm sure you don't.
No, but I don't think stuffing's a good idea.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
No, because there's too many things that could go wrong.
So, in other words, you know, you could have stuffing, but don't put it actually
But
don't actually have it in the turkey is what
you're
saying.
You could do that. Surround the turkey with it, you know, just so it isn't inside.
Okay. Again, that could probably, if you put it inside, I suppose bacteria, could it be an issue there too?
Very possible.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tom. Hang on the line here, Tom Turkey, and maybe we can get your cousin involved, too. And we've got Zeke still on the other line waiting to hear what we have to talk about. Let's take our quick break, Tom and Zeke and Tom Turkey. We'll come back more with our special edition on our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
In about 8.5 seconds, Uncle Ed will come to understand that the secret to deep frying a turkey is to make sure it's not still frozen when it hits the oil. Fortunately, Aunt Doris understands the value of insurance. She's got a second turkey in the oven, and Americana handles her homeowner's policy. So happy Thanksgiving from Americana Insurance and Albert Lee. Give us a call at 377-2000. Who knew a turkey could fly that far?
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike White is trying to run all the controls here. We've got folks lined up on the phone lines. We have Tom the Turkey on the line. Zeke is still holding on the line. And across from me, Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance.
Yes, Tom Turkey. Thank you for coming in and being our special guest today, by the way.
Well, you know, as long as I know Zeke's kind of on the other line, he can't get anybody to aim at.
He's really anxious hearing this turkey voice, and he's wanting to get to you, I can tell you that, Tom. So,
I don't blame him. I'm great.
Yeah, you're probably, I don't know, you might be too old to be eaten now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's never too old to be eaten.
Okay.
Might be a little tough.
Yeah, might be a little tough. So how about leftovers, Tom? What should we do there?
I've never had any.
Well, no, you probably haven't, probably know what to do.
Leftovers should be treated very carefully.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very carefully, because sometimes, you know, you leave them out, and, heaven only knows who's going to get into them.
It probably is a good way of getting food poisoning, because sometimes those leftovers might have been left out too long, you know, as you were on the day of Thanksgiving, probably.
You know, nobody likes to clean off the table and put all that stuff away. You'd rather be sitting and talking to your guests, but hey, you know, that you're taking a chance.
I like leave the table and go watch football and
Take a nap.
Yeah, well, I was going to say through my eyelids probably, but yeah. So, well, you know, the other thing that we have that can be an issue for Thanksgiving and fires and mishaps is maybe having too much wild turkey. Tom Turkey, what do you think of that?
There's never enough wild turkey.
Isn't it?
Nope.
Well, I think I'm talking about the ones that you can buy at the liquor store.
Oh, is that where you get it?
Yeah, that's where you get the wild turkeys. So
I usually wait until somebody falls asleep out in the woods and you know,
yeah,
just choom.
What, now you're Tom Turkey. You're not Zeke the turkey freak, are you? You're becoming a turkey
connoisseur.
Yeah, connoisseur too. So, well, anyway, but just so you know, it's okay to have some fun, but make sure that you're doing it safely and in moderation, probably. Right,
oh, yeah.
Tom?
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you think of that, Mike, having too much wild turkey on Thanksgiving?
You got to keep it to a minimum and make sure you have a designated driver standing by, because too much wild turkey, too much regular turkey, that can cause a problem, and you don't want to get a hold of American Insurance that night saying
no.
You had a little accident.
No. Actually, I have gotten been a hold of on Thanksgiving night to go to a fire. I don't think they had too much wild turkey, but they one of my clients one night, well, I don't remember how many years ago, but I was out to their place and was watching their house burn down. It's so it happens. Okay,
Tom the Turkey, we appreciate you being on the line here, and hopefully people will heed your advice.
Well, I hope so, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Tom. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Eat more chicken.
Yes. Chicken and pork and beef, right?
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, Mike, that was fun. So I got some other fun Thanksgiving facts to go over here. So is that okay if I go through some of these?
Yeah, why don't we go through some of these interesting fun facts?
Okay. 4,500. You know what that means?
No.
It's the total number of calories that an average American will consume on Thanksgiving Day, according to Calorie Control Council. It's an industry group that.
Okay.
So 4,500 calories. Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah. 640 million. What do you think that is?
Probably consumption.
Nope. Estimated amount Americans spend on Thanksgiving turkeys each year.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
I've got one for you, Tom.
What's that?
How many feathers do you think are on a turkey?
How many feathers do you think are on a turkey? I have no idea.
There are 3,500 feathers on a full-grown turkey. Now, who sat and counted all those feathers?
You did, probably.
Yeah.
Or Zeke. Maybe Zeke did.
So. Maybe Zeke did.
Yeah. So,
other fun facts that you've got here?
$49.12. Do you know what that means?
It's a pricing, probably how much for a meal?
It is. According to American Farm Bureau Federation, the average price of a 10-person Thanksgiving dinner. I thought that was actually pretty low, but
yeah.
That's probably makes sense, though. So, 100,000. Average number of questions answered by Butterball Turkey Hotline every November and December.
How would you like to be one of those folks?
Yeah, well, that... I think Tom Turkey should be on that.
Yeah,
hotline.
We should have given him that information.
Yeah, right. Exactly. 48,500. Now this is where I, as an insurance agent, want to tell about people to being safe. People, 48,500 are people that will be seriously injured in a car accident over Thanksgiving holiday.
Thanksgiving is next week, folks. You need to be safe. And keep in mind, if there is adult beverages being served, that you have a designated driver. And we ultimately want everyone to be safe and take the warning from those folks that like to deep fry their turkeys. You want to thaw them out before you just drop it in that big container of oil. Tom, Zeke still's been hanging on the line.
Yes.
So let's
get back to Zeke. Zeke, are you there?
I'm here looking out the window to see where that turkey is.
I figured you were pretty anxious. You got your gun loaded?
Yeah, I have a check.
you have a check.
No, I had the check.
Oh, you had to check before. Okay, to answer, I see.
I wonder if he hasn't been in the wild turkey
maybe
himself.
Maybe what, Zeke? Yeah,
never mind the wild turkey.
Okay, all right. Well, Zeke, did we answer your question?
Pretty much.
Okay, well, that's what we're here for. Do you got any more questions?
Where is that turkey?
All right. Thank you, Zeke, for asking that question this morning on our Insights into Insurance program. And, of course, Tom, if you have questions about insurance, they can always give Americana Insurance a call.
Yes, they can. They can give us a call at 507-377-2000, or they can go to our website at AmericanaInsurance.com. They also can email me any insurance questions or thoughts or whatever they want. Insights@AmericanaInsurance.com. Zeke, I got one last question.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be hunting for Thanksgiving turkey?
Well, I have this special spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go through these doors.
Yep.
Yeah, they slide open.
Yep.
And you sneak very carefully back to the meat department.
Oh.
He's taking the shortcut this year.
He's taking the shortcut. You're getting old, Zeke.
Well, I'm not getting old. I'm just getting tired of not having any turkey.
Oh, I see.
All right. Zeke, thanks for calling in this morning. And Tom, as always, happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, and the staff at Americana Insurance. And we'll kick it off again next Saturday morning with our Insights into Insurance program on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.